When Father Chave first approached my husband and I, asking us to speak about our faith journey, honestly, we were both very hesitant. Quite frankly, speaking about something so personal was very anxiety-provoking. We felt as perhaps we weren't the best qualified members of our parish to speak on this subject, and we both could name several other parishioners who we felt would be better qualified for such an honorable task. I asked Daniel what date Father wanted us to do this, and he replied, September 17th and 18th. I immediately got chills and felt as though God was sending us a sign, calling us to do this. You see, unbeknownst to Father, this weekend happens to be a very special weekend for our family. Today, September 18th, is the third anniversary of our son Parker's heart attack, and a pivotal event that changed our faith journey. The morning of September 18th, 2013, at just 11 months old, Parker collapsed on our living room floor. He was taken by ambulance to the hospital. The ER doctor came into the waiting room where Daniel and I, surrounded by family, were told that Parker had coded, was shocked and resuscitated, and was now in a coma. He explained that Parker was very sick and would have to be flown to Kansas City. The doctor asked us if we wanted to kiss him goodbye before he was flown out. I will never forget the wave of emotions that came over me as I saw our baby hooked up to all those machines, keeping him alive. In that awful moment, I became fully aware of God's most precious and valuable gifts, the gifts of faith, family, and love. I knew that nothing on earth, no amount of money or material possessions could help Parker, nothing besides the power of God. It was in Kansas City that we discovered Parker had a complete block of his right coronary artery. He had suffered a massive heart attack due to Kawasaki's disease. The doctors in Kansas City didn't know how to treat such a complex heart problem in such a small child. They said the blockage could not be repaired, and there was nothing more that they could do for him. Praying for another option, we went to Texas Children's Hospital in Houston. There, we were told Parker's blockage was completely enclosed by scar tissue, and it had no chance of opening on its own. They explained that without a very risky bypass operation, Parker would likely die in just a few short months. Daniel and I were faced with making a near impossible decision. With much despair, we decided on the risky surgery. We called our family, friends, and the church. We told them the horrible news and asked them to pray for Parker. The morning of the surgery, before the medical team took Parker away to the operating room, Daniel asked once more if there was any possibility the blockage would open on its own with medication. Again, the doctor said without hesitation that it's just been too long, the scar tissue is too thick, and it's not very plausible. Daniel said, "Can you give me a number? I need to know what we are making the right decision. What are the odds that with medication this will open on its own?" The doctor replied, "Less than 3%. We kissed Parker goodbye and watched in agony as they wheeled him away. We sat in the waiting room holding one another and prayed probably harder than we had ever prayed in our lives. After about an hour, the doctor came out, and we saw tears in her eyes. My knees started to buckle, fearing the worst. Daniel and I held hands as she sat us down and spoke the most beautiful words we had ever heard. She said, "It opened up. I don't know how, but it opened up. Parker no longer needs the bypass operation." We both cried tears of joy, knowing that Parker had received a true miracle and our prayers had been answered.
In the weeks and months that followed, Our extreme sense of joy and relief grew into fear and anger. Although Parker was no longer in immediate danger, he still had 25% blockage to his heart, and his heart had also suffered lots of permanent damage. Jessica and I quickly realized Parker was going to have a much different life growing up than we had. He had to have an internal heart monitor placed in his chest. He would have to take several medications daily for the rest of his life, including dangerous blood thinners that were risky to a toddler learning to navigate his world. Time pushed on, and Parker was in and out of hospitals and doctor's offices. As the medical bills piled up, so did our fear, stress, and anxiety. The strain of seemingly constant medical needs began to take a toll on our marriage, our family, and our relationship with Christ. We started to question God and why this had to happen to our child and our family. We didn't realize it at the time, but our faith was being tested. I remember about a year after Parker's heart attack, we were back in the hospital with Parker for what seemed like the millionth time. Parker was really scared and upset. I tried everything to ease his pain, but nothing I did worked, and I felt defeated. I was his father, the one that was supposed to protect him from the evils of the world. I cried as I realized that I could not protect him like I wanted to. I cried to Jessica and said, "I don't understand why God couldn't have chosen me to suffer, not my son." I felt angry with God and confused by my relationship with him. On one hand, I was thankful to God for sparing Parker's life, but on the other, I was angry Parker had to suffer so much more than other kids. One day, while in the hospital with Parker, Jessica was reading and came across this quote. It said, "God doesn't call the qualified, he qualifies the called." In those 9 words, together we realized our faith was really being tested. Through all our struggles, we were painfully growing. Our faith was being tested, and God was indeed qualifying us to be his. He was teaching us through humility and pain what really matters in this world. Today we realize that we are still growing our faith and probably always will be growing it. We realize that even though our lives aren't exactly as we would have planned, God has given us a truly great life. Thank you.